2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. It's 97 in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. Utah won't have to make cuts to water use from the Colorado River just yet. That is the decision from the federal government today. But KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports two lower river basin states, Arizona and Mexico, we'll have to make deep cuts.
Arizona taking the biggest hit of the water cuts that came today from the Bureau of Reclamation. The feds are cutting water they use from the Colorado River by 21%. Nevada and Mexico also have to cut back 8 and 7% respectively. On top of that, less water will be let out of the dams at Lake Powell and Meade in order to keep them full. But Utah and the Upper Basin states won't be able to just coast. The feds making sure Upper Basin states know they still need to conserve.
The Bureau of Reclamation said today Lake Powell and Lake Meade could get to a level where they won't be able to produce power by early next year. Arizona's been gearing up for any changes in its water supply. Last month, Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill that allocated $1 billion for projects to boost and secure the state's water supply.
We will invest heavily in conservation, efficiency, reuse, and advanced water technologies like desalination.
Governor Ducey spoke to our sister station, KTAR Phoenix. Arizona's been looking into building a plant in Mexico that can process seawater into fresh water. Meantime, Utah has stepped up its game in water conservation. Some cities have reduced water usage by 25% this past year. That's what Governor Cox told the Washington Post today. KSL News Radio's Ali Litzinger has details.
Governor Spencer Cox says since he's taken office, he's signed off on 12 laws that work to preserve the Great Salt Lake and to conserve water. He's also allocated $500 million in water conservation. Cox says legislators changed the Use It or Lose It bill. This is another way to keep more water in the stream bed and have a major impact on the Great Salt Lake. He says Utah has taken serious efforts in water conservation, and the state has no plans of letting up.
Governor Cox says since he's taken office, he's made sure there's more funding allocated to help save the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Time 4:02. Maria Chaleos joins us live with KSL's top national stories.
Steph, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, but the new law includes the largest investment ever approved in the U.S. on climate change.
The Inflation Reduction Act invests $369 billion to take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our energy security.
The law includes a number of energy-saving measures and rebates on a wide range of items from appliances to electric vehicles. It also caps out-of-pocket expenses on prescription drugs for Medicare recipients and adds a new 15% tax on large corporations. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. She's experiencing only mild symptoms. Parents are on edge after the country confirms 7 pediatric cases of monkeypox. But ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says the risk is likely higher for college-age students rather than younger children.
If you are in a high-risk group and you're heading to college this fall to try and get one of those vaccines, also colleges are being very realistic in talking about the fact that in a college setting, there may be a higher predisposition towards that close skin-to-skin contact, going to close parties, etc.
The CDC is also warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from their household pets since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Lori Vallow Daybell was back in court today. Her lawyers argued to separate several criminal counts in her murder trial.
Vallow sat between her two attorneys today as they argued for separating two conspiracy counts. Attorney John Thomas wants a probable cause hearing for the conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit grand theft. He argued the counts would be too confusing the way they're currently written for a trial jury.
The person's life is on the line.
Vallow has already pleaded not guilty to alleged murder of her husband, Chad Daybell's ex-wife, Tammy, and her own two children, JJ and Tylee. Attorneys for the state argued that the counts are not too confusing for a trial jury because a grand jury has already understood them. The death penalty would be the maximum sentence if Vallow is found guilty of the conspiracy to commit murder. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the man suspected of killing a Heber City woman last month. She was found dead. He was found dead in Oregon yesterday. Police say they found a handgun near Michael Asman, and it's likely he died from a gunshot wound to the head. Police have been looking for him since his girlfriend, Julie Burns, was shot to death in her home about a month ago. The medical examiner is scheduled to do an autopsy tomorrow. A backyard chicken alliance is ruffling some feathers in Washington Terrace. The group wants to keep chickens in their yards, but the city manager, Tom Hansen, tells KSL's David Dujanovic there's a balance between those who want chickens and those who don't.
And so we then, as the city, need to find a way to help manage that for the rest of the community that really doesn't want a chicken or doesn't want to have their properties negatively impacted by someone who's not taking care of their chickens. We have to go with those who are the lowest common denominator for laws.
However, Hansen says there could be a silver lining in all this.
But it's all a matter of doable, but how? You know, maybe it's not a no, but how?
Amanda Hartley with the Alliance says other neighboring cities have chickens, and they haven't seen any issues. KSL News Time 406.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.